President Obama is downplaying concerns about the future of the United Kingdom. A vote to leave the European Union drove down global markets and also the British pound. The president himself had warned against Brexit, but in a chat with my colleague Steve Inskeep, the president discussed its consequences by essentially paraphrasing that old British slogan, keep calm and carry on.
Is there a danger that Europe, after this Brexit vote, will turn inward, focus increasingly on its own problems and its own turmoil, and be less active in the world?
Well, I think that the best way to think about this is a pause button has been pressed on the project of full European integration. I would not overstate it. There's been a little bit of hysteria post-Brexit vote, as if somehow NATO's gone and the transatlantic alliance is dissolving and every country is rushing off to its own corner. That's not what's happening.
The president sees a country and a continent that still share interests with one another and with the United States.
And so I don't anticipate that there's going to be major cataclysmic changes as a consequence of this. Keep in mind that Norway is not a member of the European Union. But Norway is one of our closest allies. They align themselves on almost every issue with Europe and us. They are a place that is continually supporting the kinds of initiatives internationally that we support. And if over the course of what is going to be at least a two-year negotiation between England and Europe, Great Britain ends up being affiliated to Europe like Norway is, the average person is not going to notice a big change.
Now, when Steve asked about Donald Trump's claim of parallels between the Brexit vote and voter sentiment in this country, President Obama mentioned Donald Trump's comments about global elites.
Mr. Trump embodies global elites and has taken full advantage of it his entire life. And so he's hardly a spokesperson for a legitimate spokesperson for a populist surge from working class people on either side of the Atlantic.
That is President Obama in an interview with our colleague Steve Inskeep.